Hey everybody, it's Street Fight Radio. How you doing? Well, I hope. Glad you're checking us out if it's your first time. We are the number one anarcho-comedy radio show on any station across the nation. We do this in order to create a better world without hierarchy, without capitalism, and without the failed endeavor of the United States of America. Eventually, the workers of the world will have their day in the sun where we can finally get our resources back and let some of our children drive the Ferraris and go to the prep schools. We're building a vision, a new vision of the future, and we've been doing it now for 6 years here on WCRS in Columbus, Ohio, and we've been spreading like wildfire across the flat earth. We've got people in Australia. We've got people all the way as far as the ice wall. There's New Zealand, which is right next to Australia. The United Kingdom. We have someone in Taiwan, Japan. Lots of folks. So thank you for supporting us. If you like what we do and you like that we don't tell you lies about getting your underwear mailed to you or having a robot do the shopping for you. If without support from Patreon, we would have to do advertisements where I couldn't tell you that a simple safety razor is way cheaper and a much finer shave than anything you're going to get from Harry's or Dollar Shave Club or whatever Gillette is putting out. So that kind of stuff only comes because we have support from our listeners that allow us to speak freely, and we aren't going to interrupt the fucking show in the middle to tell you to check out stamps.com and use our promo code. So thank you everybody that gets us there, and they get rewarded too. We got zines, we got Kratom, we have so much, but I'll get to that later. We are finally doing a Street Fight Classic Basement Edition, my basement, not in your living room, OG Street Fight Volume 3, I guess, the Ohio edition.
Yeah. Actually, next week they get two. So
that's true.
It's like the olden days. Next week you get two street fights, no call-in show, because we are too lazy to go to the studio.
Yeah, the call-in show was fantastic. The last one was almost 2 hours. I had a lot of fun. It was good to take the break in the middle, and I don't know. It's so wild once you get other people on the line. You never know what's gonna be said, but we've had a lot of good guests so far and fun callers. Everybody that listens to Street Fight is cool as hell. I think I like to put that on display a little bit. That's how I brag, is by letting listeners on the line.
It's the show that cool people listen to, so it's all set. So we're one day out. We're leaving tomorrow for Atlanta. We're going. Well, by the time you hear this, we'll probably be in Atlanta. Unless you hear the third show, then yeah, something like that. You know, there's all kinds of stuff coming up. Man, my kid played hooky on Eclipse Day, so I didn't have to go pick her up from school because they were like worried about them walking home from school during the eclipse.
Wait, the school said they couldn't do it?
They did. They weren't going to let them leave. You had to go up and sign them out.
Oh my God. Did you have to prove you had official Eclipse glasses?
No, you know what, man? Like, she was sick. She didn't really play hooky, but I was real happy because they were like, we're going to keep them till 4 just in case, because we don't want them to go out there and look at the sun. And I'm like, what? I mean, what is the chances that you tell a kid not to look at the sun or they'll go blind, and chances are they'll be terrified of the sun for the whole rest of the day.
Yeah, I gotta say, as far as that issue is concerned, I think that's bullshit, man. Like, I looked at the eclipse this time. I looked at the eclipse back in 94 when it happened. And I think it's just good advice not to look at the sun. And they've turned that into this hard and fast rule where everybody is just reading online. You're not supposed to look at it, and they don't do it. But I'm telling you, I looked into the eclipse, and I'm still here. And my eyes are still
Your
intact.
Eyes are going to be fucked up later on in life.
It's less sun, man. It's the sun, but covered up like a blanket. It's like putting a blanket over the sun. It's the best time to look at the sun.
I guess, yeah, if you're going to look at the sun.
There's people like, this is the same thing with like bike repairs online. There's people that just, you go into the forums and they write, oh, you can't match these parts together and this won't work with that. And then there's people that actually just put the bikes together and make them work and don't measure chain lines and all of this rinky-dink millimeter shit that people online that aren't actually looking at the fucking sun, you know.
That's true. They might not even have ever gone outside. I went walking around during it. People were looking up. It was something. You know, it was a big to-do around town, and I like
it was awesome.
To-dos around town.
It felt like weird footage from, like, a movie where there was an alien attack or something, because everybody was just, like, looking at the sky.
Yeah.
And like, it was a neat moment. There was a dude on the back patio. We were going to a dentist appointment. And there was a guy that had a welding mask, and he was, like, passing it around the parking lot to everybody who was, like, watching it through this dude's welding mask.
I had, like, a real, like, I just texted my wife during it because I was walking around town, and, you know, it just seemed a little darker. It seemed like it looked like about 8:30 or so, like it was dusk during it here. And I sent my wife a text, and I was like, did you get to check out the eclipse? And she was like, nah, I didn't have any glasses. And I was like, did you see anything? And she was like, nah, I had a meeting as soon as peak eclipse happened. And I'm like, man, there you go, right there. That's work steals more of your life than anybody could ever steal from you. You know, like when they talk about, but like these conservatives focus all their energy on this tyrannical government that's going to steal your freedom. But really, it's just some fucking middle manager that's like, yeah. I need to have a meeting during peak eclipse hours.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's the danger of being secular and stuff, is you can't worship the sun. Like, everybody can't just go outside and worship the sun, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she could have gone outside had some fucking dipshit not made a meeting during a once, not really a once in a lifetime thing. There's actually going to be a better eclipse in Ohio in 2024.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be around for that, though.
Yeah, I'm probably be dead. I don't know if America, I don't know if Ohio's going to be around for that.
Yeah.
But I just was just like, man, how can they do that? And then there was that article that floated around from NBC News where they informed us, and they do this every time. They do this every year for March Madness. They do this every year for the Super Bowl. They do this anytime a new social network pops off a little bit. And it's the solar eclipse will cost Americans almost $700 million in lost productivity.
Yeah. I mean, it is a day to get all buzzed about, right? You walk in, you have a whole bunch of facts to tell everybody about the day, you know? You know everything about eclipses.
Yeah, you do.
You were up all night reading about them. You added a bunch of eclipse books to your library queue on your app, and you go into work, and you're like, this is all we're talking about today.
I mean, people really showed their ass during this eclipse. Like, there were a few huge realizations for me during this eclipse. And like, I want to get into a few of them. Like, the first thing is, like I said, work is stealing your life from you. We can't let them just say, like, there's a natural phenomenon happened that only happens a certain, like, over long spans of time, and you have to go in and talk about the spreadsheets during the phenomenon. You're off, okay? Everybody during the eclipse is off.
That's
everything
true.
Can stop for 2 hours.
That's true.
Okay?
Yeah, we can all take some time out, get a shoebox together, chill in the parking lot, and take a look at the sun.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. Nobody needs their like, retirement plan switched around that fast. You know what I mean? Or nobody needs, I guess, you know, nobody needs the office work. And, you know, the offices will close for any other old thing. I mean, the market just never fucking closes. And it's like, why? Why can't it just close? You know what? In my world, the damn market closes, okay? It closes for fucking anything, really. Any small bump in the road. Boop. Oh, eclipse. Market's closed tomorrow. Everybody's off. Can't really do anything. No training. That's it, you know?
Are you talking about the supermarket or like the stock market?
The stock market. Well, the supermarkets weren't closed either.
Yeah.
They weren't closed either. They might have been letting their employees go outside. Like, you can take your regular break during eclipse times. We will let you. Okay.
Yeah, that's nice.
Why? Why are we so imprisoned by these jobs? Why do we let them have our time like this?
Certainty. They want the certainty that every day is going to run like the day before and there won't be any differences. They want everything to fit into like the same categorically sameness of regular day, right?
Yeah.
Where everything just nothing, nobody makes a peep. We just come in here and then we leave.
They want the maximum amounts of regular days in a row that they can get. And they are not, they're not willing to not have regular days.
Well, I mean, like we, and like we've said, I mean, if let's make Eclipse Day a holiday. Well, if we do that, then someone's going to have to work Saturday, you know, or you're coming in on Monday at 6 a.m., you know, before everybody else. And they're like, oh, Susie, what are you doing here so early? It's like, oh, nothing. I just had to catch up on some stuff, a.k.a. do all the work
from
when I had my day off.
Oh, God. Yeah. The Eclipse thing, that was so... Because it's, you know what the Eclipse reminds me of every time now? Black Friday is a day that I think about a lot all the way through the year.
Eclipse is better.
I'm not making a value judgment.
It's hysterical moments. I was not into it, but it seemed on the day of... The amount of people that were out and like talking to each other and, like I said, sharing masks and like the people that were complaining about glasses. I mean, they were, and you could walk anywhere. They were thick in the air. Everybody had glasses and were outside and they were sharing them with everybody.
Well, that's the next thing I want to get into is the glasses.
Okay.
Capitalism did not succeed us this time.
First of all, we found out a whole bunch of bogus glasses got made, right?
That's what happened to my daughter. So her school, somebody sold them a bunch of carny glasses that didn't work.
Still have that. For those of those dirtbags out there that listen to this show, you can still walk up into a school with an invoice and sell a whole bunch of 3D glasses as Eclipse glasses. I mean, they're still possible in America.
Put a straw hat on and just walk in there and roll in and say, "Sir, I see you haven't been thinking about the eclipse lately.
How are these children going to see the eclipse now? You shameful, shameful, you're a public institution of education. You should be showing these children a national phenomena."
Instead, so then when at least at my daughter's school, and what I'm seeing from a lot of other people on here too, instead they closed all the blinds at the school and said you can't go home until 4 o'clock.
Yeah, they're like, fuck, the eclipse is happening, kids, get under your table, be ready.
Why does it have to go so far all the time? Why
they can't?
At first, I thought they weren't letting them walk home because they thought extra criminals would be out because it's darker.
sure. I know. You know, Malcolm Gladwell has written about what happens in dark places, you know?
Yeah. The
statistics.
That was
all read about that.
But now I'm just like, they just were like, you can't leave because, I mean, it's not much of a different day.
No.
Why are they trying to make you afraid of the sun? What is that?
I realize I never look up. I barely raise my gaze above building height. Like, I guess my wife and kid lay on their back and look at clouds and shit. I do that from time to time, but if I'm out, I don't know have any idea what the sky looks like.
You're not a sky gazer?
No, I'm not.
I had the same thing because I was like noticing that I'm like out walking around town because I like to see what people are up to during an event like this. And I thought everybody would look real goofy just looking in the sky.
Yeah, they did. Those glasses are so cheap ass.
I know. Why couldn't they make them?
Can we get like an armory? Could we get like Ray-Ban or somebody to make like a pair of Eclipse glasses that'll last a long time, and then we just put them back in like the armory,
and that look good.
Yeah, like look good, nice. Stylish one,
and just make one for everybody.
They Live glasses. Do the ones from They Live. That would be a great cultural tie-in. That's part of our, that's part of our America.
Yeah. And you can make one for every kid, like the kids born. It's like time to make, you know, somebody goes to the hospital at the end of each day and says, how many kids were born? Okay, I'm going to make glasses for each one of these children.
Stupidest. I'm so turned off by the system now. I'm into whatever is not this.
I came up with it. I got us the just, solution.
No, you make enough, and then you're done with it.
You want people to have to share.
No, you're sharing. Yeah. There's no custom Eclipse glasses. They're not going to bring.
They'll fit your head.
No,
and then
no.
They'll do like one a size forecast. Fits all. They'll do a forecast of what size your head is going to be.
Oh my god,
it's going to be great.
We're doing the cranial mapping for the Eclipse sunglasses right now.
You don't want to miss that eclipse, dude. You do not want to miss it.
I mean, it's a great government program. Every 16 years, you can rely on the armories popping up from the ground. It'll be like some Command and Conquer Red Alert shit, where it would, like, they'll be locked safe, like bombed safe underground, and then it'll just, like, rotate up, and then you can come up and grab them like a fucking newsstand.
I feel like I feel like a world where there is... like one of these every, let's say one of these a month. Not an eclipse, but just a thing that grips everybody.
And more importantly, it's a reason to get a day off work.
Yes.
Because I think the problem we found is that there isn't a day off. There isn't a holiday in every month, and we really need to rectify that.
We need to figure that out.
And we need to have bonus days, too.
Or even just set.
Because it's like, once we get used to having a holiday off every month, it's like, well, I mean, the moon's going to go in front of the sun. That seems like a good enough reason to have, like, a shindig.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what I was saying even about Black Friday is, like, I'm of the firm belief it's like, man, you don't have to work. Nobody should have to work. For the rest, that 4 days should be 4 days off. Every time I think about that Chinese New Year thing that we talk about once a year, where the businesses are all bummed out because it's Chinese New Year and they can't get their stuff fast because people are just like, I'm leaving the city, man. I'm going to be gone for a month. I'm sorry. We spend a month partying here, and that's just what we do, or whatever they do.
Yeah, and then also they all of the business owners that are like, well, if we let them go for 2 weeks, they're going to find different jobs.
Yeah.
they're going to try to line up something better.
Yeah.
That's their complaints.
We don't even get 4 days in a row. Like Thanksgiving.
You're right. We have no 4 day streak.
I will say this. Thanksgiving is the prime example of how shitty our system is in a weird way. Cause it's like, okay, we'll give you Thursday off. And we'll give you Saturday and Sunday off. Still need you on Friday, though. You know, because when I worked as a cable guy, you didn't get Black Friday off. Like, 10 guys got Black Friday off, you know, because they requested it off on January 1st of every year. And, like, and then, like, you think also about Christmas, where you're like, man, Christmas could be the 25th to the 3rd for everybody, and it wouldn't kill us, okay?
No, we'd be fine.
But we don't have any multi-days. None. We have 3-day weekends.
But the only problem is also that one of our favorite things to do is buy a ton of shit. Someone has to work there to give us the shit we want to buy.
Not in this new Amazon store world where you...
Oh, God.
We need a robot to do. That's what robots are for. Anyway. Right?
Yeah.
That's what self-scan is for.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to get more days off work for people. I know that, like, it's tough to imagine a world where we have 4 days where nothing's running. You know what I mean? But I think it's possible. I think a world where we have at least one 4-day weekend. 4 days is all I'm asking for. Make it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday even.
4-day weekend, 3-day work week?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I want that every week, okay? You're listening to a podcast of somebody who wants a 3-day work week. That's it. And then 4 days off, I believe.
21 hours, 3 days.
I just think too much. We're such a fever pitch now. We're just rolling and rolling and rolling, and it doesn't stop. It never stops. And it's almost like you start thinking about, like, oh, you do, like, when you're a leftist a lot of times, or when I, very early in the time that I was an anarchist, the biggest thing I could think of to do is get people more days off. Like, just more days off where they're not stressed out about their job. Because that's the other thing you got to get rid of. You got to get rid of Sunday night. It's just got to go. I'm sorry. It's not working for anybody.
Yeah, know? Everybody's pretty terrified. I mean, maybe if they were coming off a 4-day thing, they could plan better, though.
Yeah. I mean, there's just always people, because there are people that like to work longer hours and then complain because nobody works. But, I mean, that's part of life. You just let them work their 60 hours, because there's going to be people that work 60 hours a week.
And for them, that's like doing yoga and stuff. It's like going to a meeting is like doing yoga. And like
stacking boxes is like doing yoga. Because there are dudes that work in these warehouses that are like driving like a nice car. I knew guys that like drove a nice car, had a nice house, had the latest video game system, a TV, went on vacation every year to the Outer Banks, and also a vacation where they would go to Lake Erie and they would fish for like 5 days. They would take two vacations a year. And that's the life that people think about a lot. Plus, they had like 4 to 5 weeks of vacation a year because they had seniority at the cable company, right? And those dudes, when they were at work, though, 60 hours a week minimum. I mean, they just were like, I'll take all the hours. Give me. And I just think that's like, they're getting away from something at home or that's like their place. You know, that's just where they want to be. When I went, I don't know, I probably told this story a million times, but when I started at the cable company, they didn't have on-call time, Brett. And I was very happy about that because I never wanted to be on call. That's just a thing that I never want to deal with. And they added it. Eventually, they're like, you know, if a person's cable goes out and they can't watch The Simpsons at 5:30 on a Sunday, somebody's got to come. They can't wait until Monday morning. Their cable has to be turned on, you know? And when my on-call would come up, I would sell it to people for $100. Like, I didn't have to ask somebody to take it for me. Guys would come up to me and be like, I will give you $100 if you let me do your on-call.
How much would they make?
They were making time and a half the whole time, like most of the week. Because you would work.
They were already in like full throttle.
Yeah, you would work like 15 hours a day or whatever. So by Wednesday, you were in overtime. And then you would just be on call all night. You would be out all night making just. You would make so much money. Plus, they gave you an extra. I think they gave you an extra $100 too. So they would basically take that $100 and pay you so they could do overtime. And like, I never felt bad about them doing it. And they never. A lot of those guys never gave me any reason to believe that they were miserable. They just. I'm a company. I remember one guy told me one time, I said, why do you work? Why do you do this? Why do you work so hard? He's like, I'm a company guy, Brian. You know, I got a job at a company. I'm a company guy. I do company work. And there's a place in my world for them, too. But I firmly believe that the larger percentage of us are more in the I want a 4-day weekend.
Yeah. Well, I like that. 3 or 4 of us could probably handle one of that guy's shifts. Like one of his work weeks could be split up between like for 4 other people.
You can even make him like king shit, you know? Yeah. I know that it's like a higher. I know that I'm like against hierarchies, but like if some dude wants to work 60 hours a week, like tossing boxes into trucks or something, it's like you're the guy, man.
You earn it, man. You still earn your keep. You got to give people their credit too. You always got to give people their credit for what they do.
Yeah. Still give them extra stuff, you know, give them little prizes, free concert tickets and stuff like that. That's my communist world. There's room for the people that want to work high hours.
Maybe if we.
And then there's the room for the people that want to be on the lower end because I want to work. You want to work. I know this is our job now, so it seems like we don't want to work, but I would still want to be doing this at the very least, you know.
Oh, and when you say get, I mean. I've been around my daughter for like 4 years straight and we moved back to Ohio. My wife works at home and it is like the worst thing for our relationship because like when you go away from Katie, you come back home and you tell her about the stuff you saw and then she gives you her perspective on that stuff and you have like something to talk about. She literally knows everything that happens in my life, everything that I do. Every time I use the restroom, it's like we know where each other is at in this house. I would absolutely love to get away from this for 6 hours a day, but not 16.
Yeah, that's the tough. That's another tough thing, too, because like I could when my daughter went to school, The first thing I wanted to do was just get a part-time job and bring in extra money and get somewhere to go. But they're all demanding. Every part-time job is demanding. I don't know that there is one that's not like driving for Uber, which is still demanding, because like when I was driving for Lyft, right, I came to depend on that money every week. Like I needed that money.
Right.
And I would spend money in such a way. I would spend money in a way that I knew that I could go out and make $50 real quick. You know? And like that kind of thing, like still, you don't get days off. You just... It's really difficult.
It's not flexible.
And they want you there. Like, I got a job one time at a place that put the set hours that I was going to be working on the ad. It was why I called. It was 12 to 4. No, I think it was like 9:30 in the morning to like 2:30 so I could walk and pick my daughter up from school and be done working for the day. And it was a part-time job, and it was like cutting wires. Or something. Like, it was like doing some wire cutting for this guy. Second day I'm there is like a Wednesday, and he's like, "We're gonna need you to come in on Saturday."
Wow, that was quick.
I quit. Like as soon as he said it, I was like, "I'm not doing that. I'm gonna quit."
Yeah, this isn't my type of place.
You can't do it. These people understaff their businesses, and then they just, you have to be there for them all the time. Like, I can't imagine, I can't think of, I'm trying right now as we do this show to think of what you could do for that 6 hours that's not Street Fight, right? If you were deciding to go and do that while your kid's at school, so that you could just get out of the house. I'm sure me and you will start working once your kid's in school, but like, I can't even think of anything that wouldn't be demanding on your life. That would, like, okay, so I'll go get a job at a store. Oh, good. Now I work on Black Friday and Saturday and Sunday now. You know?
I'll probably do a lot more mystery shopping, to be honest.
Oh, God.
It's my jam.
It is your jam. It is your jam. It's
free money.
It is. Well, kind of free money.
Yeah, you got to work for it.
It's so much work. I asked you about it one time, and you were very, told me some of how you do it, and I was like, I don't want to do that at all.
Very exact. But, I mean, you fumble through it, and then you get into a process. Yeah. But it is like to think about sitting down and writing solidly for an hour. It's like with a creative process, I could stay up all night having fun listening to music and writing something. But like with this, it's like I have to write it as fast as possible. Otherwise, I'm losing money.
It's not like when me and you sit down here in the basement and just throw ideas back and forth and laugh our asses off.
No, it's getting it down as fast as possible so that I don't waste too much time on it.
Well, now that we've covered work a little bit, I'm just, again, this thing about like, tyranny and stealing your freedom and things like that. Like that, though, I know that's all bullshit when people talk about it, but there's got to be a way that we can get to people and say, think about all the time your boss is stealing from you. You know, think about it. Like, wouldn't it be better if we figured out a way to level this thing out? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I really. That's the hardest part is convincing all of the other people, the kiss asses and the company men.
It's not. I mean, yes, the company man thing always struck me as weird, as like your identity is like tied up, and which mine was too. It's hard not to when most of your waking hours are there in that uniform.
Yeah. And you want something. It's
stability. The scheduling. We don't talk about this enough, but the best. Like for even these DSA chapters and stuff, the best laws besides minimum wage that you can advocate for, because obviously you want minimum wage at $15 an hour. But if you're in a place where it's already $15 an hour, stable scheduling laws are the laws to get passed. Like when I first heard about that, I was like, holy shit, that's exactly what people need. That's exactly what people in retail need, is that your schedule has to be stable, or it has to get to you with 2 weeks left. Because I know my sister's in the restaurant business, and she a lot of times didn't know if she had to work on Saturday until Friday.
Yeah.
That's not a way to. I mean, she always knew she had to work on, but you know what I mean. She didn't know she had to be there in the morning or in the afternoon, what her schedule was until the day, the way that it fell. The schedule came out once a week, and there was one day where you didn't know if. You didn't know if you had to be at work tomorrow or not.
We did the same thing at the warehouse. They would call it all the time. They would just say on Friday, they'd be like, well, you know, technically if you read the handbook, it's like, oh yeah, you wrote the fucking handbook. We didn't get a chance.
we didn't get any kind of a say in that handbook.
We have until noon on Friday to announce mandatory overtime. So it'd be 11:55. And they'd be trying to get the count on the numbers and shit, you know? Yeah.
Well, outlawing mandatory it's funny because do you ever think about how, like, we get paid time and a half for overtime, right? How they lord that over you. How the boss has now been able to, like, lord it over you in so many ways. It's like, it's mandatory overtime, but you can't get mad at me, man. We're paying you time and a half, you know? Like, and then the other times where they're like, you've worked 39 hours and it's Thursday. You need to take a vacation day tomorrow. Because have you ever seen that happen? They force you to take your vacation time because they worked you all the way for the first 3 days of the week.
Yeah, that's, that's like special project weeks, you know? Like, that's when they try to sneak that kind of shit in.
Yeah. So, another, a big thing this week, Brett and I both have, like, disgusting Facebook feeds. Right, you have a lot of conservative stuff on your.
I do. I've been delving into like a lot of edgelord pages too, and like cringeworthy stuff. And there's some pretty wild shit on there that I didn't realize existed.
Yeah, I've been looking at a lot of I like comedy meme pages.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people are just like, ugh. Senses of humor out there are rough for me to deal with as a person who tries to make a living. Comedy.
Yeah, yeah. What people go for is really wild.
Yeah. Right now, though, conservative Facebook is so tied up into Antifa. And they will believe anything that you tell them. That if you post something on the internet about Antifa, they will believe anything that you post.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's negative enough.
Negative. Yeah.
There was also the Antifa manual that came out.
Complete, had some coffee stains on it.
With a coffee stain on the front, which I remember doing that for some of my better book reports when I was in elementary school. Like, I remember really doing it big time, like, and really wanting to put on a show for the teacher. So. Yeah.
I was up all night drinking coffee to write this Peter Pan report. You put coffee stains on your...
No, because we had to. I wrote it like as the guy that we had to write it as the person, you know.
That's good. I like that. I like that. Yeah, that one was really funny because it was also crumbled paper.
Yeah,
First of all, this idea that there is an Antifa gang terrorist organization is what they're calling it now. They're actually petitioning the White House to get it considered a terrorist organization, which is this scary. Like, is a little bit scary.
Yeah,
because that's how they get it. Now. Like, that's how they
run with it.
Yeah, yeah. They can run with it.
Yeah, I it sucks because what do you do? They won't listen to you. And they have all their sources that tell them a million other things. Like the thing that sucks about them is they always think they have like the line into the real news. You know, they're really getting the authentic point of view. They've all convinced themselves of it, and it's all madness.
It is. I have some stuff.
They don't even do we spend times milling around in their craziest parts of their Facebook groups, like reviewing what the hell's going on in their little worlds. I don't see any of them in like the dank meme stashes they have no idea that shit even exists. You know?
Even like you don't see them on Bernie pages. No, like they, trying to get into fights.
They have zero understanding. Yeah.
They don't want to. No. They don't want to know or understand.
They have a narrative.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. So I have a few things about that have come up this week from them. One of them is this really great meme. I hate it when they're on my phone because I get all my notes from the computer, but I'm on my phone more, so I save the memes there. I'm going to read this for you, Brett. First of all, there's an Antifa flag up in the corner, and nice. It has a swastika and the black flag, which is like, now you're coming after my shit, okay? There's a reason for those colors, and I'm the black color. I don't care what you do with the red, but black never had a swastika ever on it, okay? That's black true. Flags have only ever been black flags, right?
Absolutely.
Don't fuck with my shit,
yeah, okay? Stop playing.
Hi, I'm George Soros, a billionaire sociopathic globalist destroyer of economies, cultures, and countries who posed as a German and who posed... Oh, God, these are written so bad. Who posed as a German in Nazi Germany and helped seize property from the Jewish community. I also wrote most liberal U.S. policies in the U.S. and U.S. and puppet U.S. politicians, including Clinton and Obama. I am funding Antifa.
Yeah, that's everybody got their cool black masks, man. That's everybody got. There's a lot of cool leather jackets in Antifa. There's a lot of really nice Levi's vests that look like George Soros probably paid for those.
They call them a terrorist group which uses justified fascist violence, supposedly and ironically, to end fascism.
I love that. I wish it was. I want to do it. I'm going to do it ironically next time.
You could beat somebody up ironically.
Oh, yeah, I fucking hate you. Oh, yeah, that's why I'm kicking your teeth in.
Want to hear something really funny? Another one I saw last
Watch
week.
Watch it. I'm going to throw a rock at that cop. No, I don't mean it.
No, I'm just fucking around, like, man.
For the lulz, man. I'm just here for the irony.
Yeah. Here's one that I got on Snowflake Safe Space and Buttercup Ranch.
One of my favorite sites.
You turn me onto it. That's like when somebody turns me onto a page, that's a big deal. And Brett got me on that one. So the thing says, now BLM and Antifa want to take down all of the statues and symbols of America down. They said down twice there. And it's just a meme with a picture of, like, people standing in front of a statue that says, death to America. Antifa wants to take it all down. And they think that something has been unleashed on the United States. And they're really worried about those statues, man. I didn't realize how, like, attached to those statues they were.
They love them. And I gotta get real, though, about this. I mean, honestly, we are advocating for, like, their nightmare. They're not wrong in some of the tales that they spin with the folks that I've talked to, at least.
Some of the stuff, but they don't know what... They don't have any idea.
But,
what,
like, they do know that we are trying to get rid of capitalism in America. And yeah. I think they would object to that.
They don't want that. But they don't know they love it. They don't love it, though. They hate everything about it.
That's true.
They like the word.
Well, they like the people... And they like the normal, like, they like that there's Burger Kings.
Me too, though.
They like 4th of July sales events on Chevy Silverados.
They like the December to Remember sales event every year. Yes. Gets them going.
Yeah. And so that's like, you know, and then now they've confused themselves that, like, the Confederates for some reason are, like, an important part of, like, our identity. And I'm a northern person. I don't have any of that shit in my family tree that anybody's talked about. But everybody around me, I mean, I go to the hills, the hills of Ohio, and I see Confederate fucking flag hats and shit. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't get it. And they've all convinced themselves that it's so important. I don't know what they're remembering. I really don't know if. They have steak and potatoes for dinner, and then they just think about the brave Confederate soldiers and how they fought for what they believed. Like, God damn it, I may not agree with this culture, but I will kill somebody to defend my backwards beliefs. Like, that's the wrong kind of inspiration you should be having.
I will kill somebody to defend my backwards beliefs.
That's what the Confederates represent. Like, that's what... The inspiration that I get from them.
I agree with you. I, I, I mean, even then, I don't care if you take down all the military statues. I don't love that there's a bunch of military statues all over the
place. I don't think the people statues are just dumb. And it's just not a good idea because here's the other issue that they're never, I don't know if they'll ever swallow this pill, but they have to understand that they have their rah-rah American propaganda high school history that they attach to and in their stories of Coca-Cola Santas and red wagons and shit. But like they will not accept that a lot of other people have a very different opinion about this shit. They just won't, they claim that we're shutting them out, but all we're doing is speaking our mind.
Yeah.
And now like everybody under 35 is saying like, how about we just stop doing the Civil War. Let's end the Civil War now. Like, let's get rid of all the Confederate shit. Let's, like, it's just sweep. They can't keep this information away from us anymore.
Yeah.
You know? It's the
world. They're still going to teach it in school.
Yeah. We're going to learn
about it. They'll never stop teaching it in school. They'll teach it every year the exact same way that they teach it now, probably.
And, you know, this is history too. Like, stop complaining about it. The history is being written right now of those Confederate statues, and that's that people in the middle of the night fucking yanked them down. That's history now. You wait for 20 more years from now and buy a book about it and read it over and over again. Goddamn assholes with their ancient history shit.
They love it. They love that. They like to put on a uniform and go hang out in the woods and shoot at each other with fake guns and shit like that and pretend that, well, we're doing the Civil War.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to do the Civil War again.
Charlotte.
You can still study the fucking Civil War, dude. We're just not going to have trophies, monuments to them outside because no, fuck that. They were assholes.
Charlotte.
They were fighting on the team. They were fighting on the team that was into slavery. And I have lived my whole entire life on this planet not killing somebody for something that I don't believe in. So sorry, man. You
know? Yeah, they lost that one. I have no compromise on that. It's stupid.
So the next thing that's really funny that I got is that they're like, they want us to know that the Germans, Hitler, was a national socialist.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
So they're like, these are the people, the Antifa people, they're the socialists.
Right.
That came in just like Hitler did. So they've basically decided that you're going to call us Hitler, we're going to call you Hitler.
Yeah, they are very good at that. I mean, that's one of their best judo moves, is that they will just say it back to you.
Yeah.
And make up a reason why it's true.
I love that move, though. It's a good move.
Antifa is not fighting for any country. This isn't to force any sort of country's agenda. That's what they're doing. They have an American agenda. They believe in manifest destiny, and they want that to be the law of the land. But, you know, they can't seem to look at the Nazi in the mirror.
No, no. Well, you're the Nazi, actually, because when all those people come out and say they want to kill... And here's the thing. I heard Will say this on Chapo last week, and he's right. He's so right. Like, these people are now going and acting like they're the reasonable ones, right? When the alt-right guys. And that they're being unfairly attacked and bullied. And that is what they're saying. Like, they're showing up to cry, and it's to garner sympathy. It's a political move. They knew that people were going to come after them like this. They had to fucking know that this kind of thing was going to happen. And, every time I've ever come in contact with those people, they're constantly saying, we're going to gas you. The cops are on our side. If you have a tweet go viral into that space where those people are at on Twitter, somebody will tell you that we're gonna gas people and shit. Hey, that's whatever. You're being an edgelord, you're being funny or whatever, but that is, I mean, you're coming out into the street and those are your stated beliefs online, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I think for us at the end of the day, the shit we're fighting for is everything that these people claim to be about, which is, you know, freedom, the freedom to live how you want and to be treated with respect. And, you know, we stand for brotherhood, sisterhood, camaraderie, and all of that. We're not saying that these people have to be murdered in order for that to happen, you know?
No. That's I
we're perfectly just as soon fine hearing
them the fuck I'll leave them the fuck alone and let them do whatever it is that they do, Brett. That's what I'm into, you know?
But yeah, I mean, if your life fucking sucks, I mean, there's probably some sort of help that would be gained from
socialism.
Yeah, from being on our side, from going coming over communism. To Antifa. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing that's really funny is now they think they've got a real gotcha because they found out that the anti-fascist flag is from an anti-fascist group in Germany who also happened to be communists. And it's like, well, but like that's different from like what Hitler was. Hitler was killing communists. Hitler hated communists, you know? Communists beat Hitler. Okay. So that's that. And they're also, they'll believe anything. So if you tell them that you're going to do like a national day of action, they panic. So now they think on November 4th, we're all going to take to the city streets and take over until Donald Trump leaves the presidency.
It's going to be anarchy, right? It's going to be anarchy day, I think is what it said.
That's what they're saying.
Okay. That's good to hear. That's good news. It's going to be a purge, finally. Purge is coming.
I'm going. I mean,
I want to be at the purge.
I'm going to be on the 4th. Like, I'm the type of guy that needs to be out there on the 4th. So, if it's happening in Columbus, I'll be there. I'm not going to probably break any laws. I'm not a window breaker. I'll run around with you. I got your back solidarity-wise, but I'm afraid to go to jail. No. I don't want to go to jail.
Bullshit. If it's the day, we got to take over the banks on that day. We got to march into the banks, liquidate the fucking records, and get everybody taken care of.
God, that's the only good part of Fight Club, isn't it?
That's the most inspiring part, yeah.
When you get to the end of Fight Club and they're blowing shrooms. Up those...
Yeah, you're like so fucked up. And you're like, man, how great would that be?
Oh, God. That was a fantasy. Like, as soon as I saw, like, oh, yeah, they blew up all the economy information, we got to start over again. I was like, I like this.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's like it's just everybody, you realize your reaction to that, you know, says a lot, I guess.
They don't even have like, it's so weird. They're really hysterical about this though. So,
I mean, it sucks. I mean, the jibber jabbing jawing online is bullshit. They are crazies. They're fucking a pile of crazies, and they are the elephants in the way where like they just hold on to the tail of the next person, because even when I'm in them groups, you see where they're like, I got a lib niece that's just pinned me against the wall about abortion. Give me a good meme to fire back at her. You know, like they're like in there trying, like bumping their heads together, seeing if something will stick.
Those, I read every single comment on one of those things, because they do. That's like a support group for getting owned by your niece and arguments.
Yeah, and they just, the thing about it, and this is what the Boston demonstration really hit home, was they will not go outside and do any of this stuff. There are obviously awful, very serious white supremacist people out there, but we outnumber them. And if we don't stay in the house, as Sam Sachs put it so well, and eat cake, we can get them to cancel a lot of these rallies and outnumber
36.
Yeah. Get them. Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't want to say that they've canceled 36, Brett. They have made them on. They're now online protests.
Sure. It's easier to do. I'll sign in. Yeah, on my I'll do a live Periscope of my protesting at the at my computer desk.
What is an online protest?
I don't know what that even means. Hashtag
we're fucking taking over, man.
I did an online protest once at work when when, who was it, when they did that DDoS attack against MasterCard and Amazon and all of them, I set up a node at work, and that was the online protesting that I most that I've done.
That's cool, though, that you did that. I mean,
that was after WikiLeaks or something, right?
Yeah, when first, like, we got really, like everybody on the, on at least in my section of Twitter at the time was like, we gotta fucking stick up for WikiLeaks, man.
Well, I mean,
what do you mean PayPal isn't gonna work with, and then we got all scared about PayPal, remember? We were like, really, like, I hate PayPal, though. I know they're bad, right? It's just, I hate things like that that are so convenient. You know what I know. Mean? Like, oh, God.
The only way to do things?
It's just the hardest thing when it's like, this is the convenient thing. Oh, of course the convenient thing's bad.
Now I have, of course I'm using their service, but then also helping hack their, it shut down their website at the same time.
Yeah, man. They canceled. So they had a September 9th day of action. And they said they didn't really know where they were going to go because they were the ones that were doing the anti-Sharia protests because they also think Antifa is going to bring Sharia law. That is another thing.
I've seen even on my libertarian Reddits, there are memes that show Antifa respecting like Muslim men that have like women on chains and shit, and then to the point where they get enslaved too.
Where was there are pics like that, like fantasy no
cartoons
art,
like, cartoons like a funny cartoon.
Oh God, they want us to yell about radical Islam all day and all night to the point where we never say anything about these terrible alt-right white guys. We're only talking about Islam.
That would be beneficial for them if we spent more time.
That's what they want. That's what they think we should be doing.
Yeah, and that's what sucks is that they like their stupid little logical system is so much smaller. We're galaxy brains. Like, we can't be beaten by that kind of stuff. We don't support any of their fucking governments. They think that we're obsessed with all these other governments around the world, and I'm against all of them.
I don't like
they
none of them.
They all seem shitty. Like, yeah. We can do better. So, yeah. I don't know why they're always caught up in that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but so let me see. I really want to puncture this though. How do we reach through? How the fuck can we get those people over to us? Is there any way? Will they just never agree with us because some of our male friends wear lipstick and skirts?
That's probably one of the reasons. It's really just because of our hard line, not into America thing.
Yeah.
Too.
That
makes
too.
A lot of this hard. Because I don't want the Constitution anymore, dude. Part of my mission is getting rid of that fucking Constitution.
See, that feels like but then they're right. That's what I'm saying. They're right when they write their little narratives about getting crushed under like Marxists. The first thing Marxists do is they erase all of the old history. And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, I think we should maybe though start over. The old history sucks. Like, I want to do a people's history now.
Yeah. I like the people's history a lot. It lets me get a better idea of what I'm in for than like reading about Thomas Jefferson all the time. It's like, what is that? It gives us an outsized view of the government. You know, we go through school and it's like, man, these people in the White House are fucking titans, man. They're just like, there's something. They're a different breed, you know? But we don't think of it as like they're bad kind, though. That's like they're evil monsters.
Well, and it's just so ridiculous that they think that some fucking powdered wig dude squeaked out the best political document ever made back.
Because they don't
when even. When there was no running water.
They don't even think of them as people.
I know.
I'm not saying
they're heavenly like they fathers.
Dehuman. Yes. Dude, they do call them the founding fathers.
And they just can't get enough.
Like, they. Like, one of the first things you learn in college is we're not going to be calling them the founding fathers here.
See? This is what I'm saying. These people are. This is the problem. They are right. I don't know how to make it easier for them. We need to get them on CBD or THC, or we need to get them on Kratom We need to get him on opiates. We need to get him on opiates so that they'll just be in a daze and we can slowly pull America out from under them, right?
Just talk him into getting into weed. We just got to figure out. Yeah, because we're working on that now, though, right? We're making sure weed's available.
And, man.
Some square people are going to eat edibles.
Yeah.
When it's like, when you can just go anywhere and get it. Like, some people are going to try it. Maybe we'll get a few people on our side. It
seems like nerd. Like,
yeah.
The only thing
that sucks, though, is
having epiphanies.
The other thing that sucks, though, is that weed can also, like, if you're a white dude, it just leads you right over there to libertarianism.
Like, you walk over.
Yeah. That little walk over there where you're like, I like freedom, but I think this capitalism is something we can really work with if we really use it a lot more.
Basically everything starts with no. Do what I'm saying is we reset everything. What I'm saying is we reset everything. You know, and then we get to start all over and compete.
You can't reset anything. That's the problem.
It's asinine.
Because then when we were like, okay, well, then we need to redistribute the wealth. And they're like, oh, you can't do that.
No, those people earned that. Their father's father handed that down and hanged on to it. He stole it from your father's father.
Yeah, yeah. He hired the Pinkertons to kill your father's father when he asked for a raise.
Yeah, I want to hear some like college Republican getting fucked up and just being like, I don't know, man. I call myself an American, but I don't think I did anything to earn it. Like, all I did was just get born here. I feel like I don't have a home right now. Like, hell yeah, man. Like, now you're like a traveler of the earth. You're one of us. You're a globalist.
They do, like, I mean, you think that it sounds corny and it sounds like a joke or whatever, but it's the most important part of them.
I guess, know.
Is America is
stands
like.
Stands for something. They all get to pick what it stands for, whether it's like shiny guns or cars. Or misogyny. That's like whatever they're really attracted to by it is. They just can't let go.
I mean, even Democrats are like that.
Yeah, that's like, true. It's not
You're like, I got to get rid of America. And they're like, well, what about NPR?
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Does the government have something to do with NPR?
Like, well, I mean, would Jack White still be successful in a communist type arrangement? I mean, I would like to make sure his music was widely distributed.
Jack White. I can still go get non-GMO whole foods, right? We can still have the extra expensive food for me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
poor people are still going to have to eat the crappy GMO
food. I get
foods.
Clean. Can I still eat clean? Will I still be able to eat clean? Yeah, I mean, you know, America means...
Well,
also, America for them, too, you can buy religion at Whole Foods. Like, you can buy any culture you want. That's what the American... ultimate everything that they offer is that if you have the money, you can create whatever narrative about yourself you want there to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Nope. We just have to turn them off to America. We got to make it
they got to do their own thing. You got to be your own. You have your own country and your own flag. You got to do it yourself.
They're so smart about, like, the United States. Like they start very early with it. Okay, and they make it seem like really, really, really great. But like the whole time when you're hearing about it, you're like, well, wouldn't it be better? Like, I remember even saying things like, wouldn't it be better like if we didn't like have the Supreme Court and it was just 9 people making deal? Couldn't we come up with something better? And they'd be like, well, you know, people have tried and it didn't work. Unfortunately, this is the best. It's
like, we nailed it.
Who?
We slam dunked it. Folks, I just want to let you know you were born in the greatest country in the world.
Yeah. At the greatest time where great men just figured out a way, man. They cobbled together this system that works wonderfully. Yes, nobody's happy. Not a single person that lives here is happy about anything. But it's the best we can do. And that's all that we can do. I mean, the rich people are happy, but even then, I feel like they're unhappy because it's like, oh, I wish we could speed these poor people up at work even more or get more hours out of them. I mean, they're trying for sure.
Yeah. I think that it's, I think that all that excess breeds so much like misery and cruelty that you really need to get people like to be more grateful. You got to knock them down a peg in the pay ratios. Yeah. Like somebody that's making over $1 million a year is just too much. Brian just blew the most badass vaporized smoke ring I've seen. Sorry.
I took a dab and blew a smoke ring.
We need that video in here.
I know. If we had video, people would have been like, this dude is fucking is dabbing and blowing smoke rings. Shit, that sativa got me going, got me wide awake. Wired. Yeah, they just love
America.
I follow
a few vaporizers on Instagram.
Of course you do.
Vaping Vegan is really good. He's fucking wild with his shit.
You just love shit like that. You're just really into, like, these guys. It's just a bunch of guys that are doing, like, hanging out together, yes, blowing rings. I mean,
I can't. I hate men and I hate macho shit, but I'm like peeking over the gate and watching like all of them be dumb cavemen together and just really jealous and wish that I was that stupid sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. These people, I'm telling you, Brett, we're canceling America. I think
it's,
we're going canceled to war again. We're going,
it's
back
civil war
for, well, I mean, and then Trump yesterday.
Oh, real war. You mean
made the announcement that, hey, guess what? We're going to send 4,000 troops back to Afghanistan, the 18-year-old war.
That's what he said?
Well, no, he didn't say how long the war was. But, dude, they put him in office, and the only things he's been able to get done are the things that all the presidents do. Send more troops to Afghanistan. Well, everybody's been able to do that.
Yeah.
George Bush and Barack Obama were able to send troops back to Afghanistan all the time.
Very easy to accomplish that goal. And then, and most of a lot of his people were not into that.
No, they
were isolationists.
Well, they fired Bannon. They got rid of that Bannon dude. He was the only guy that said anything like we shouldn't go to war with North Korea, which this whole thing happening now, it leads me to believe we're going right back to, we're heading to North Korea too.
You know,
like, I think we're never not going to be in war, Brett. I'm starting to really think that by the time that how do you even stop it? Hopefully, right now is the time to build some kind of an anti-war movement, because we do have a decent amount of people are all for not going to war.
Yeah, and we have a lot of Gen Xers that watched hippie movies about being anti-war, and they would probably do it for the gram.
Well, and we also have just even like liberals are on our side now.
Yeah, that's, yeah,
you know,
that too.
They don't want,
yeah,
Trump to go to war.
Yeah, we're peaceniks, man. We're liberals, man. I'm a classic liberal. I wear Birkenstocks and I'm anti-war.
The ones that have been screaming at us about drones for eight
yes,
years,
yes,
telling us, oh, who gives a shit about
it's
drones?
Surgical, man. It's a surgical war, man. It's better than putting boots on the ground.
Hey, it's far out, man. We use these robots, man. No humans get killed. Well, what about the people that they blow up? Bad guys.
All bad.
Bad guys. They do research on them, man. It's depressing, right? I don't want to go back to war.
I don't like war neither.
I don't want any more war. 4,000 troops over there. That's 4,000 people that are going to be over there making a goddamn mess again and stirring it up. So that it's like, just get out. Just come back home. No more of this army shit. That's the other reason we got to get rid of America.
Yeah, the
and
army,
that's the thing they're afraid of.
Yeah,
is the army shit. They don't want us to be like, you don't need an army that big. We don't need to have an army that big by that many magnitudes.
Yeah.
It seems like these presidents can't get enough of using it. And it's supposed to not even be a thing that you use unless you need it.
But they always need it. I mean, it's been decades upon decades of wars and wars and non-wars and skirmishes and insurgents and like all of these different ways to say it, but yeah, constantly fighting and killing.
And the press does that thing where they're like,
I hate this war. I hate these damn wars and how damn needed they are. I just wish we didn't have to.
And they always think the president turned is like the most presidential you can be is like launching fucking airstrikes.
Yeah. Folks, I'm serious. I was babbling yesterday, but I'm serious. Today we have to go to war.
Yeah. No, yesterday, yeah, we were talking about something completely different, but right now war is necessary. I want to go to anti-war march. I want to see some anti-war marches happen.
Yeah, that's easy. That does seem easy to do. We need to coordinate some of that.
I'd like to see some. I guess we're all like kind of uniting against the alt-right, but it's like, man, we really got to do something about this war stuff too. I guess when you're like a socialist, you're like, I just want to do things at home. I hope that a lot of these,
they're anti-imperialist.
They are anti-imperialist. You're right. I'm giving them credit.
But yeah, I mean, there hasn't been, there hasn't been a huge reaction. I mean, that was the unifying issue for George W. Bush, the second one.
Yeah. There's just too much other shit happening right now.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. I mean, everybody's scrambling. Everybody's trying to keep it together. But this is, I don't know how long this is going to last. This is a fucking catastrophe. And it's still, every day seems normal. No one really brings it up to me. You know, I guess as long as everything's working okay, nobody cares. And like you said, it's the same. See, the same shadow government seems to be in place that's telling him to do. The same puppet masters are pulling the strings. Doesn't matter,
man. Hey, look, open up your fucking eyes, man. The same puppet masters are standing backstage. They're making this shit happen, man. Sending subtle signals to you through the media.
Yep.
Tearing us apart from each other, making the black man fight the white man, you know?
No, I did not go there.
That's not you, I know, but that's just that type of person.
I know, yeah.
I've been reading, that's the most common white guy.
Is the media.
Is that, yeah, this, here's what you guys don't know. You think it's racism. It's just the media telling you that there's racism happening.
No, you're not feeling any racism. No. You aren't listening to black folks. You aren't listening to Latino folks. You aren't. You're getting trolled by the media. You're sheeple.
They don't know how dumb it makes them. Like, oh, no. Yeah, I'm smarter than the media, actually. So I'm, like, above all this. That's how I can tell you, like, I'm looking at this, and I've decided this is the reason everything's happening.
It's armchair intellectual. People that are sitting down. They don't even stand for a goddamn thing. It's the same folks. It's like, why do you hold on, let's make sure that everybody respects a Nazi's right to speak before we have this discussion, okay? Otherwise you're disgusting humans. And it's like, take a fucking stand, man. Like, we don't need these losers around. Fuck them. Excommunicate them. Do the right thing because it's just, you know? Don't sit around worshiping the paperwork, you know?
No, yeah, you're right, too. Yeah.
Hey, you know, they just let them say it because that's our right, and then we can disagree with it if we want.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them. I'm going to go straight to them and tell them I disagree.
Yeah.
They are really, like, the First Amendment is just, it's like the weirdest thing now. It's the most magical thing.
Yeah, it means that you don't have to hear any negative opinions and that no one can protest you.
Yep. That's what it is. That's what they should have just written it in that language into the Constitution.
First Amendment. I can say whatever the fuck I want. That's what the First Amendment says.
And if you don't like it, your butt hurt. Yes, they always say. They say butt hurt so much.
Why is everybody coming in here and getting butt hurt because of institutional racism? Yeah, the discourse is varied right now.
It's a mess. We're in a mess of times right now. Everybody's talking politics now. It's hot on everybody's minds. And when that happens, it gets messy out there.
And it's getting real. I mean, the thing is, too, is like, so there's a wild dialogue that happens online, which is, you know, in outer space. But there is now, like, these white supremacists really fucked up trying to do this Unite the Right thing, because they've lost how many Confederate statues at this point.
I know. You're coming out losing. Like, we're beating you so thoroughly now. You're right. Losing your jobs, your college. You're having to move from your hometown. And now we're also knocking down all the damn statues. Like, your entire strategy is wrecked. It's just, you imagine a guy like Richard Spencer talking to, like, who, like, because this guy is just convincing, like, middle class white dudes and stuff. Like, and you imagine some Richard Spencer trying to explain something like that to, like, the guys I grew up with, and I couldn't, they wouldn't be, they're like, no, I don't like racism, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they tell racist jokes and stuff like that, but they just don't want to be racist. You know, they don't want to be considered racist.
Sure. They probably have some awful anecdotes and hunches.
But the worst opinions, Brett.
Aren't going down the genocide route and all of that.
No, they wouldn't be into that.
I've had that. Yeah, I had that moment. In that realization that they are, like, I watched a lady on some Facebook video say, like, the white race needs to genocide everybody else, and, like, and I would do it to protect my babies right here. And she, like, holds her kids tighter to show how serious she is about genociding people.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I think that, you know, that Matt Crisman quote that came out did put it pretty well, in that they kind of see the writing on the wall, and that, like, the economies and the institutions and all of this are crumbling, and some people are going to advocate for this. And I'm now I'm seeing the people that waffle that are going to be like, well, I guess, you know, being white's all right. I'm just going to join up with them, you know?
Yeah.
Like that is where I'm at. That's just the hand I was dealt, you know?
Well, that's what you do when you go to the prison yard.
Right, exactly. That's like the stick with your own in prison. Yeah.
It's just,
I saw that on Oz. I have the whole box set.
Yeah. I sold the box set when my student loan money didn't last through the whole semester.
I never had it, but I know that every commenter on Uncle Sam's Misguided Children has seen it.
All right, man. Good show. We're going to be in Atlanta at the end of this week.
It'll be awesome.
Talking about work. We're going to talk about work. We're going to come in there. We're going to talk about work. We're going to have you guys talk about work. It's going to be the most fun.
Yeah, the zine this month is work. So if you got charged on August 1st, the way that we do this is we send out the zine on August 31st. We take the whole entire month to get everything together and make sure that we have all of our proper rewards.
Fuck, dude. I pushed the mic away from my face. Now you're burping in their ears like Howard Stern.
I couldn't help it. I really apologize. I don't mean to get that crass on the show. We have the show come up in Atlanta. We have the Milwaukee video is coming out. I'm editing it up right now. And we also have the zine, like I was talking about. All the zine or the Kratom. Just go to patreon.com/streetfightradio. For $1, you can get bonus shows from us. That's extra special shows that we do with guests or by ourselves or with people that we just want to hang out and talk to. Brian just did a show with Q Mars from Delete Your Account. That's supposed to be super dope. I'll be uploading that very shortly. Please continue to support and listen to what we do. We're on all the social media channels at Street Fight WCRS, StreetFightWCRS. And that's our home here in Columbus, Ohio. Every Sunday at 10 p.m., you can listen to us on 92.7 FM, 24/7. But Sundays at 10 is when we play. And we're doing the call-in shows, as you've heard. So lots of new things happening. My daughter's going to preschool, which means I'll be able to have 6 hours a day to do street fight work, which is probably going to drastically change what goes on. We'll be a lean, mean fighting machine and ready to change the course of history. Please join us as we set sail on this flat earth for a new destination for street fight. Peace.
It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the seller, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause. I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby. I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar in the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause, I'm the law. I'm the truth, man, you looking real false. Whenever I hit the booth, I come out to an applause. If I'm talking to my crew, you heard a sudden draw. Yo, I ain't talking to you, stop eavesdropping the ball. I be rocking with y'all, I be off of the wall. A pit bull off the leash, I keep locking my jaws. I see a cop at the mall, I see a cop at the vault. Peter picking a fight, I can see the Viking in y'all. One of my punchlines are where your Viking off. I know I'm frightening y'all, long as a mic is involved. Relocated to Cali, but I ain't liking the smog. I'm a Southern North Star, I be the light in the dark. Be the right and the wrong, I be the reason the Bull City feeds me. Bull City greets me, Bull City needs me. Everywhere I go, I got that Bull City greeting. That's why they throw the horns when the Bull City sees me. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar and the vault. I'm the best, the effect and the cause, I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar and the vault. I'm the best, the effect and the cause, I'm the law. Still the greatest rapper breathing, who you think it was? J Gunn is better than whoever you be bringing up. All this motherfucking singing, I don't feel it, bruh. And it's fuck 12 till they stop killing us. Look, we Yamazawa with rhyming prowess. The town is ours. We body cowards and cover graves with my mama's flowers. Off a flight from Osaka, should check the mileage. Find me a Yamazushi, I toast with the finest sake. I promise you don't want problems, you be nothing to handle. You should know I'm from Durham, that means there's nothing I can't do. Since 13, I've been punishing samples. Rappers flip-flop quick like they running in sandals, huh? You a witness in the one, motherfucker. Heavy and my Uzi weigh a ton, motherfucker. I ain't PD Pop, but I walk inside the spot like, who am I? J Gunn, motherfucker. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar and the vault. I'm the best, the effect and the cause, I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar and the vault. I'm the best, the effect and the cause, I'm the law. New South staple, baby, collard green music. Old South hater, ain't no Paula Deen dudes here. Keep my collar clean when the drama seems foolish. Pop a couple drama mean, I'ma keep it moving. Gone, took another red eye back home. Shindig with my Jedi, relax the backbone. Got the sweet tea steeping and my team keep eating. Pig picking off a rabbit's just deep, deep, deepin'. Hog tied, hit a beat, going to a swan dive. Teach her how to float like a lotus to a bonsai. Flow across the motor, that's my modus operandi. Sting like a queen that just showed up on the pawn side. Cagalaga cipher, up circles a chainsaw. Out of town, it's serious to say that we can't talk. Off of my apologies, said with a slight drawl. And I'm using my apostrophes, homie, we ain't y'all. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar and the vault. I'm the best, the effect and the cause, I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar and the vault. I'm the best, the effect and the cause, I'm the law.
It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw, 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 slaw. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss, boss, boss. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause on the law, law.